Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at the book of the prophet Jonah, and we're going to be making some comparisons with the ministry of Jonah and the ministry of Jesus. And that might seem like an unlikely comparison, but we'll look in depth at what the Word has to say. But before we do that, I just feel led of the Lord to pray for those of you who need prayer. Beloved, there's nothing more precious, more sacred than obeying the word of the Lord. And the word says, if two or three of us would agree as touching anything, that our Father in heaven would grant those petitions that we've desired of Him. And beloved, there is power in agreeing prayer. That's why this ministry for 50 years has stood as a partner in prayer with God's people. And beloved, that can be when two people are praying together, for example, personally or over the phone or in a church or service situation, or even through the vehicle of a radio broadcast through the mail. There's power in agreement. It's one of God's spiritual principles. There are dynamics in the realm of the Spirit. Now, we may not fully understand them, but we don't have to. We just have to obey them. And so if you need a touch from the Lord, if you need new strength in your body and in your mind, there are some people listening that the enemy has really been coming against your mind with confusion and negativity today, and it's like you just can't think straight. And so I want to pray for you right now, and if you desire to stand in agreement, join your heart with me. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you, and I thank you, Lord, for the power that we have in agreeing prayer. And Lord, we can come confidently as my brothers and sisters, those who are in a special need, Lord, they need your touch today. Father, I take authority over that mental confusion, for God is not the author of confusion. And Lord, I just release now the mind of Christ. I release mental clarity. I release peace in their spirits. I take authority over every demonic warring spirit that has come to drag them down, to bring discouragement, to bring a sense of hopelessness. And Father, I pray that the very faith of God, which you have given to us, even the very shield of faith, shall you, O Lord, cause them to lift that shield, that trust in you. And if we do that, Lord, it will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So Father, I pray for their release, I pray for their deliverance, and I pray, Lord, that you will minister to them and they will be encouraged in their walk. Those that need wisdom, according to James, you said, if we lack wisdom, to ask of you who give liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So I release the wisdom of God in their situations and strength, Lord, to continue running the race. Praise God. For behold, the word of the Lord to you this night, my beloved. Have you not desired a touch from me in your life? Haven't you desired a double portion of my anointing? Haven't you desired to see every yoke destroyed by the very power and anointing of your God? Beloved, you don't have to wait for some future time to experience the closeness of my presence. Lo, you can be comforted and you can be strengthened even this day. Claim the fulfillment of my word in your life by faith. Today you can partake of a new anointing, of new power, of new understanding of the things of God, of new discoveries in the hidden truths of my word. Even this hour have I sent forth my angels to bring the blessings that the enemy has desired to keep from you. I have opened to you a door of victory in the Spirit that no man shall be able to close. I speak to your heart, to your mind, to your spirit, my beloved. Even now be refreshed, even now be encouraged, for I am moving in your behalf and have heard your heart's cry. The seed you have sown shall bring forth an abundant harvest. The answers to prayers that are even now on the way shall rejoice your heart, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 5 and 4 says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The man or the woman who's put their faith in God won't be afraid of the future, beloved. That's one of the ways the enemy seeks to bring fear into our lives, especially in these uncertain and evil times in which we're living. But we don't have to be afraid. As that old hymn goes, I know who holds my hand. Someone once said, faith takes the strain out of life and the suspense out of eternity. God gives us faith to remove mountains and grace to look over the little hills. Praise God. Amen. Well, with the Lord's help now, Lord, we ask that you would anoint your word and allow us to look a little closer at the ministry of Jonah. Now, Jonah was one of the minor prophets, and I trust you know the story. If at any time you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to www.unveilchrist.org, and the broadcasts are there archived for several years, so at your own convenience and time, you can listen. But like Jesus, Jonah was called to leave his home and go to a strange, violent, and foreign land. Think of that. Jonah was called by the Lord to go to Nineveh, a very wicked city of his time. And Jesus left the ivory palaces. He left the beauty of fellowship with his Father, the glories of heaven, the majesty, the honor he enjoyed, the close fellowship with his Father, although he continued in that fellowship, but as we do. We rely on the Holy Spirit to facilitate and to enhance that relationship, that we can hear the Father speaking to our hearts, even as Jesus did. But Jesus left the beauties of heaven to come into this world of darkness, into the clutches of Satan's dominion. He literally was putting himself in enemy territory. But unlike Jonah, Jesus was always an example of perfect obedience to the will of his Father. And you know, it's interesting to note, as you read the Old Testament, and for those who are on UCM's mailing list, those who are part of my spiritual family, every year, it's been a tradition now for years, at the end of the year, I send a Bible reading calendar, and with, you know, by the months and by the day. And it's interesting to note, as we read those major prophets, minor prophets, they all had the word of the Lord for various foreign nations, Egypt, Assyria, the Philistines. But it's interesting to note that all the other Old Testament prophets denounced foreign nations from a safe distance. And if Jonah's prophesying were merely prediction, it could have been made equally well from Galilee. Isn't that true? He didn't have to leave home to do that. He was speaking the word of the Lord, the prophetic word which was going to come to pass in God's time. But the fact that Jonah had to actually go and announce the overthrow of the city could only mean one thing. It meant that God wished to give the inhabitants of that city an opportunity for repentance as well as redemption. And so, as we look at this man Jonah, we don't know a whole lot about him, his life, his ministry, but we know that he was a successful prophet, that Israel, of course, they had disobeyed the Lord, and as a result, they suffered consequences, but that nation had been terribly harassed by constant attacks of Syria along their northern border. And so Jonah's remarkable prophecy of the restoration of Israel to its former dimensions at the time of Solomon was fulfilled during the reign of Jeroboam II, even though that king was not a godly ruler. But the word of the Lord was fulfilled. And so his mission to God's people, it does exemplify his name of Dove, which represents, you know, gentleness and an abhorrence of violence. And he brought rest after terrible judgment. And so obviously, when the word of the Lord was fulfilled through him, he must have enjoyed great respect as a prophet when the Syrian border raids against his native Galilee came to an end. He had prophesied that in the name of the Lord, and it came to pass. And this might explain his reluctance to accept the less popular commission, which might fail and cause him a considerable loss of face. In other words, his word that he spoke wouldn't come to pass. And of course, we know that's one of the ways a person is a true prophet, whether or not what they declare comes to pass. However, we have to take in consideration the Lord's mercy and loving kindness, that if a person or a nation is willing to turn from their wicked ways, then God will forgive their sin. He'll heal their land because he is a merciful God. And so there's a consistency between Jonah's first ministry to Israel as the dove, declaring the Lord's unmerited favor and his gracious intervention in behalf of his people, as well as his later ministry to Nineveh. He declared judgment to them, and yet he brought them grace. And so what do we see? We see a beautiful picture of our Heavenly Father, that God is consistently merciful both to undeserving Israel and to Nineveh, Israel's undeserving enemy. If I could just, I was thinking as I was sharing this, that there's another reference in Scripture in Joshua, the 5th chapter. And this kind of shows the heart of God. It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. This was none other than the pre-incarnate Lord Jesus Christ. But obviously, that is the heart of God. He took a stand for righteousness. He said, No, I'm not on your side or the side of the enemy. I am captain of the Lord's host. And so this is the Lord that we serve, one who is mighty in mercy, who is everlasting in his loving kindness, and who desires that no man should perish, but all should come to a knowledge of everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, my time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, share those needs. As I said, there is power in agreeing prayer, and God will do the work. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,